Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome back in. Early break on the ticket. Hour two sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank.
Already did Midwest Bank.
We did. We're good.
Okay.
As I was just giving another read.
Gotcha.
I was giving another read. It is.
I don't think that's right.
No, we can't. We can't double back. We can't double down.
We can double down. Yes, we can.
Midwest Bank, great Shin Daddy. Friend of the station. Yeah. I wasn't going to ask you what Shin Daddy's up to today. Okay. I was honestly buying time as you got settled in because this is a big segment for you, Bill. As it is time for Head Scratchers, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Are you looking for an exciting... Oh, I apologize. This is why you were curious about the second thing. Okay. Let's just reset here. Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more. There you go, Bill. Now I understand why you were confused at
There's
the start of the segment.
There's a lot of confusion,
segment.
Yes.
Okay, yes. A little bit of miscommunication.
Confusion.
I'll put my hand up. That's on me. I apologize to our great friends at Currency and Midwest Bank. But, Bill, yeah.
What a
Currency.
Time to start with Carson. the new year. Let's get things going. Now is a great time. To have your resume turned in, to have this application done like that. Carson will be your personal mentor. To get a chance to have a job with Sand Hills Global and Currency, 4.5 days of work. That's 7 weeks of vacation swim every single year. Oh, incredible. You can stack it up right there. Now is the time. Get started with Carson.
It is time for Head Scratchers, but sponsored by Computer Hardware, the Apple Store of Nebraska. Go see Tripp and the team just south of 70th and O in Lincoln, or also in Hastings, Kearney, and GI. All right, Bill, we talked about it. No CFP games over the weekend. Plenty of bowl games. Were there any that caused you to scratch your head this weekend?
Well, there's a couple of situations that really stood out to me. One was I watched that Missouri-Virginia game, which was a great game. It wasn't a great game. It was a great game. Low scoring, but it was a great game. And both teams, everyone that was playing was full on going. And their All-American, Ahmad Hardy, was playing. And they get down and they have to make this. When I say they had a chance, they did recoup after this, but it's late in the fourth quarter. And they've got a fourth, and they had a third and sixth. They ran the ball with Hardy for 4 yards. It goes fourth and two to go for it. And they take him out of the game, and they ran a little, I use the term, show it to him, throw it to him type of a play to try to get the running back open in the flat, and the quarterback ends up keeping the ball and doesn't get the first down. And I'm just – and you know who the play caller was in the game?
Who is that?
What's that? The head coach. Mm. Eli Drinkwitz was the play caller. He had the microphone thing in his hand. And I saw the conversation later, but just get you to
– Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number – even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Early break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
To make the game so simple, it's about players, not plays. And you have your best player on the sideline on a 4th-and-2, and the person who carried the ball was a true freshman third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
And they had just ran the ball, and he was running angry. There was the chance, or let's just say, Swim, that you run him and you don't make it, you get to live with that for like, nah, we went with our best play, with our best player, and that's how it worked out. And that's not what they did. And it was just alarming. And then there was I wouldn't use the word quite confrontation, because I thought that Hardy handled it the right way, but they showed him on the sideline, and you could just tell that Drinkwitz, and you could just tell he was like, I don't even, and even the announcer said, someone's going to have to answer to how this happens. How does your best player on the team not be on the field for a play that means so much? Now, they end up getting the ball back because they couldn't get a first down and made a little bit of a run, but that was an error. That was just a gross error that you just don't see often. And the other one was, again, they still had a chance to win it, but Georgia Tech's clock management against BYU was the most horrendous clock management I have seen. There was one, like I said, like when they had 3 timeouts remaining, and they fumble a ball, and the quarterback dives on it, and he gets hurt. He's banged up. And instead of maybe just taking the timeout right there to get the quarterback back to right, they let all the time run off the clock. They hit a long ball on 4th-and-15 where at the 18-yard line, and then at that point in time, get to the 18, they have 3 timeouts. They can't get lined up. He didn't go out of bounds. The clock starts, right? They can't get lined up. They have to burn a timeout at that time. And it was just a colossal error. And then from the 18, at that time, their 18-yard line with 3 timeouts left. They had to burn that one timeout. They took 3 shots, 4 shots in the end zone. 4 shots in the end zone. They could have got a first down, used clock, ran the ball. And that was one. The offensive coordinator was no longer at Georgia Tech. And you could just tell they couldn't get lined up out off that long pass. Instead of just saying lined up, and they could have just ran the ball and then called timeout. They could have just lined up, ran the ball, they'd probably get 3-4 yards, whatever it is, better position, call timeout, 2 timeouts, the ball's at the 15-yard line, here you go. Yeah. But unbelievable when you have some of those errors that happen on when you work really hard at it with what's going to happen to it. So it's so much about players at certain times when things that have to happen, that are our best players involved in this play when it's a must-have situation, or your clock management, and you still see it all the time where there's errors in clock management, and it baffles me beyond belief of how those can happen. So those are my head scratchers for the day.
The Missouri football program is in a really interesting spot right now, because don't forget, They were 5-0 going into the home game against Alabama that they lost by 3. And then they end up being 6-1 after a road win against Auburn, and then would lose 3 of their next 4. And now they finish the season 8-5 overall. I mean, this was a team that was firmly in the top 20 before that Alabama game and just missed out. Ahmad Hardy, he's a sophomore for those that are interested. Here's what he's done in his first 2 years. In his true freshman season last year, 237 carries for almost 1,400 yards. This year, 260 carries for 1,649 yards and 16 touchdowns. The guy has already surpassed 3,000 rushing yards in his career and has 29 rushing touchdowns in his career through 2 seasons.
Oh, I was impressed with him, too. I mean, he has it all. And he has lower body strength. And I mean, and again, it's like I said, it's 4th-and-2. It's like, let's just put the ball in his hands in
especially
some
with
aspect.
A true freshman quarterback. Matt Zollers is taking over for Bo Pribula, who's in the portal, obviously.
Well, at the time, when they called the pass play, at that time, it was this is like with three and a half, four minutes to go in the game. It was a pass play. Yep. He had 46 yards passing. It's 46 yards passing. And we're going to put the ball in the hands of this true freshman quarterback, and it's not been going well. Mm-hmm. He hit a couple passes in the last drive that did give him a little bit of a chance. But how those things happen are just mind-blowing to me. Now the next question is, Hardy.
Yeah.
Does he stay at Missouri? If he goes into the portal, what he would demand by a team that's looking and saying, okay, how close are we to winning it all? We're really close to winning it all. How about if we get this guy? How about if this happens? So he also made a lot of money for himself, but I mean, he wasn't going to opt out. He's just a sophomore, but he played the whole game. You know, now he wasn't on the last drive, whether he's the best pass protector or that, whatever, he was not in, but he had played the whole game.
And then on the flip side, how about the season for the Virginia Cavaliers and Tony Elliott, 11-3. On the year, an 11-win season for Tony Elliott there. I mean, it's crazy. You talk about the transfer portal running back, you know, field. Contravius Wisner enters the portal over the long Christmas weekend. Obviously, Cam Cook, who was the leading rusher in college football last year from Jacksonville State, he's in the portal. So there's certainly some names out there that are notable for teams, including Nebraska, that are in the market for a starting running back next year, more than likely.
There's going to be, and like I said, and it'll be a very, very competitive market. I said, and there's who's looking for quarterbacks, who's looking for running backs, wideouts. But what you're really trying to find is, people always say, you know, Sip said on the show here several times, we need two big defensive linemen that are really good, 300-pounders, 300-plus. Boy, are they hard to find. Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, there's time I'm watching good teams right now play, and I don't see them with good inside guys. I don't see it where I go like, man, look at those guys. Look at that. I'm like, I don't see it. I really don't. Yeah. And they're highly competitive teams. These are teams that are top 10 teams that aren't walking around with an incredible defensive line.
Mm-hmm. All right, there it is. Once again, Head Scratchers, sponsored by our friends at Computer Hardware. Visit Tripp and the team at 70th and O in Lincoln, or also in their locations, Hastings, Kearney, and GI. All right. It is time to play the game show on a Monday. Call now 402-464-5685 to win to win Bagels and Joe. Thanks to them, as always, for sponsoring the game show. Today's topic, Bill, locations in Lincoln. On Good Luck, Bill, I will give you the street, and you tell me what, more times than not, it's a restaurant. What restaurant is located?
This was Sipple's favorite. He crushed
it. Is it
really? Yeah, he's really good at this.
Okay.
Sip's been here for 30 something years. I've been in Lincoln enough. There's no doubt, but I won't get any of these.
I would imagine that these are all layups. If you feel
there'll be some streets. I'm like, I don't even know where that street is.
I think you'll know all these streets. You know your streets and locations and restaurants in Lincoln, give us a call now, 464-5685.
Let's give it a shot.
You're the game show, Shut Up Sipple, or excuse me, Good Luck Bill starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. It's Good Luck Bill on a Monday. Locations in Lincoln. If you know your streets and your restaurants, give us a call now. We're still looking for a contestant here. And so let's light that phone up. 464-5685. Might be a little sleepy. There is a caller. We'll go ahead and get them through here in just a second. And once we get their name, Nick is filling in this morning for Rudy. And so we are efforting a contestant here. But, Bill, I was going to say, once again, feel like you should be just fine with these.
All right. I like it. I'm okay with it.
As we get the contestant's name, we forgot to get the contestant's name, so we're filling in here. I apologize. Win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We have a contestant here as we close out hour number two. All right, it is JR. JR, how do you feel about your restaurants and locations in Lincoln?
I feel all right.
All right, feel all right. We'll
Jay, see. Are you calling from Lincoln?
Kind of.
From
Milford. I work in Lincoln.
Okay. Okay, this is not good for me. You have a good knowledge here.
All righty, first question to you, JR. What restaurant is located on the southwest corner of 27th and Superior?
27th and Superior Southwest would be IHOP.
Is it IHOP?
Brilliant!
It is. It is
yeah,
IHOP.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
All right. 1-0.
I have no chance.
1-0 JR. Bill, what fast food restaurant occupies the southeast corner of 84th and Holdridge? 84th and Holdridge. What fast food restaurant?
Now there's right up this.
5 seconds. Southeast corner of 84th and Holdridge.
There's a Runs that close to there. There's a Wendy's that's close to there. There's a, I don't know. I'm going to go Wendy's.
Is it Wendy's?
Yeah, it's right in that area.
It is not Wendy's. JR, would you like to steal that one?
I'm going to try this. I think it used to be a Sonic, but I think it's a McDonald's.
Is it a McDonald's now?
Brilliant.
It is.
Didn't even know there was one there.
2-0. Just opened up a couple of, about a month and a half ago or so. They tore the Sonic down. Yeah. Sonic is now farther down on 84th up the north way. All right, JR, this one is for the win. What restaurant occupies the northeast corner of 48th and Van Dorn?
48th and Van Dorn. Northeast. Is that
De Leon's? Is it De Leon's? It is.
Brilliant.
How about that? And that is a 3-0 win for JR as he gets De Leon's. Excuse me. JR, stay on the line. You win a business box of bagels. The Bagels and Joe, thanks for playing. Calling down the road, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, Bill.
Oh, there it is.
JR, you crushed me, and I will say two things with that. One, you deserved it all. You nailed him. And then two, I would have never won. That we could play that game for the next, like, we could play it every single day, and I would never win it.
I don't pay enough attention. I thought this would be right up your alley. I'm going to be honest.
No, it would be.
I misjudged. Here's your final two questions. Yours, last one in the tiebreaker. What local brewery is located on the northeast corner of 14th and Yankee Hill? This is actually one of Jake Sorensen's favorite spots.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Corn Coast.
Corn
Brewery.
Coast, yeah.
Have you ever been there?
No, okay. Never heard of it.
All right, how about this tiebreaker? Our friends at the mill have multiple locations in Lincoln, multiple in Nebraska. How many mill locations are there in Lincoln?
Well, I'm trying to count them up in my head. I think there's four. I'm going to say five.
There is five.
Is it?
Nice, right on the nose. Yeah. Nice job, Bill.
Yeah.
Five locations. So there you go. Congrats to JR. For winning a business box of bagels as he dominated on the game show today. Good luck, Bill, there. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to preview a little bit Nebraska-Utah, but around 8:15 in about 15 minutes of time, Spence...
It should be fun. We got Spence, like I said, he runs Utah, basically, as far as the media. Great dude. And then also able to fill us in a little bit on the departure of Kyle Whittingham. Where the team is now, where he thinks the vibe is, Morgan Scally, a good friend of mine, taking over, and then what is the direction and just like how do they feel like the fan base is going to be for this game? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we can get from this. It'll be a lot of fun.
So yeah, so Spence will join us at 8:15. All that coming up in hour three of the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.